You are listening to the audio production of The Power of a Praying Husband by Stormy O'Mardian, published by Harvest House Publishers. This book is read by the author, that's me, and also my husband, Michael. This book is dedicated to my husband, Michael, whose every prayer for me I have appreciated and benefited from far more than words can describe. I'm Stormy O'Mardian, and I want to begin this book with a word from my husband, Michael.
Let's face it, men. By the time we marry, we bring many years of experiences, habits, personality traits, memories, preconceived notions, and personal ambitions with us into the marriage. Suddenly we are joined for a lifetime with a mate who has also brought many years of experiences, habits, personality traits, memories, preconceived notions, and personal ambitions into the marriage with her. We are faced with the need to communicate, compromise, submit to one another, and be unselfish. A tall order, to be sure. Either God has a tremendous sense of humor or a desire to keep us continually growing. Probably both. God intends each of our marriages to be a way for us to be totally fulfilled, but we have to live as an example of Christ's love for us. That's why a man's communication with his wife is dependent upon his communication with the Father. Praying specifically for our wives is a powerful thing. God is always listening. He considers every word. Yes, the God of all creation has his ear inclined toward us. And in him we have the opportunity to diffuse bombs the enemy has planted that are set to destroy what God has joined together. Are there things about our wives we'd like to see changed? Praying for those changes invites God to do great things in our lives. Without prayer, the success of our marriages depend upon our own wisdom and effort. But what a resource for success awaits us when we pray. We see not only answers to our prayers for our wives, but things happen in us as well. Throughout my marriage to Stormy, I have witnessed miraculous answers to prayer. Everything from seeing bondage from her damaged past broken in her, to the saving of her life in a medical emergency, to the flourishing of her ministry as an author. The more I understand how my wife benefits directly from my prayers for her, the more I understand how God uses those prayers to build my faith, and how he changes and blesses me in the process. It is with this confidence in God's answering the prayers of a husband for a wife that I recommend this book to you, and I know you'll enjoy it because I've been praying for my wife as she writes it.
He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. The Power. Thank you, sir, for listening to this book. I'm sure that no one is holding a gun to your head to make you do it. But if she is, tell her to put it down, because you intend to keep going. I don't want to be presumptuous in any way, but I believe it is quite possible that you fit into one of the following categories. See if any of these are true about you. Number one. You found this book mysteriously placed on the seat of your favorite chair, on the floor next to the commode, on the pillow on your side of the bed, inside your briefcase or lunchbox or toolbox, on the front seat of the vehicle you drive to work, or on top of your desk, work table, or TV remote. Number two, your praying wife bought this book for you, so that you would never again have to feel guilty about not praying enough for her. Number three, you bought this book yourself because you've wanted to pray effectively for your wife, but you didn't know where to begin. Number four, you have longed to see meaningful and lasting changes happen in your wife, yourself, and your marriage, and you're hoping this book will help. Number five, you are already a kind, thoughtful, loving, praying husband, and you want to always be learning new and effective ways to further bless your wife. Number six, a friend recommended this book, and although you're...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?